I don't know what it is exactly.
Aldebaran whiskey.
Don't get between me and the blood wine!
This is the good stuff.
No, you two could drive a man to drink.
Welcome to Drunk Trek, your weekly drunken Star Trek podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Chris.
I'm Amanda.
I'm Matthew.
And we're here with you for the next hour full of drunken fun.
Yay!
As we conclude our theme this month of Amanda's favorite episodes.
Yay, me!
Because as this will go out in the interwebs, a few weeks ago it was your birthday. So last week we did The Visitor, Deep Space Nine, a very kind of weird, silly episode.
It's not a weird, silly episode. We were weird and silly during it.
Exactly.
And ruined the gravity of the situation. It is. If you go online, people are like, this is like one of the most moving episodes of Star Trek in history.
Yeah.
And we're just like,
we were just like, oh my god, did his dad appear when he was jerking off?
remember, people had penises. Some of them.
If this is your first episode tuning in, welcome. You've experienced firsthand now the level of maturity that our show operates at, especially during the end of the month, because we record a number of episodes at a time. So at the beginning of the month we're soberish, and by the end of the month we are fairly intoxicated.
Remember that one time we recorded and you got super drunk before we even started?
Yes, that was fun.
I think that was our second month.
That was our second month.
So, Amanda, what episode have you picked up for this week?
The Savage Curtain from the original series.
Ooh.
I picked it out because, as I mentioned it last week, best before credits opening sequence in the history of the world.
Okay, you're selling this pretty strong. We'll have to see if it actually
holds
up.
I'm excited to see this opening credit sequence. So I think, barring any objections from you two, that we should just jump right into it.
Please. Yeah.
So what we'll do, for those of you that are new out there, is we will say 3, 2, 1, engage.
I don't want to.
And when we say, engage... Go ahead and hit play on your Blu-ray or your Netflix thing. And you should be pretty much in sync with us as we watch the episode. So without further ado, me and Matt will say 3, 2, 1,
engage.
Nope.
And we see the Star Trek Enterprise, Starship Enterprise.
Starship Enterprise, yes.
With a chubby Kirk? What?
He doesn't
look quite right.
Well, this is near the end.
He's a little pouchy.
Oh, that's true.
He's had
too much
beer.
Season 3. Yeah.
Yeah. But we also have I think this is our first original series episode with a Chekhov.
Yeah.
It is.
I don't think we've had Chekhov in any of our previous.
We haven't had a Chekhov previously.
He looks like probably that.
I would definitely say that Kirk is wearing a man girdle in this episode.
How much time elapsed between season 2 and season 3? Because like it was canceled after season 2 and a fan campaign brought it back for
it
third
actually
season.
It 66
His hair is not
It actually was
the
normal
either.
Amount of time.
His hair is just not working out. What's happening on your head?
But this
Forrest Kelly, though, baller as ever.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now this is near the end of season 3, which is where they did all sorts of weird shit.
this is my favorite weird shit.
Yeah. And
Uhura looks completely different as well.
Yeah,
her hair is all different.
Well, I think most of the episodes we watched before this are from the original, like, the first season.
We've not done any season 3 episodes
so
far.
And yeah, this is where, like, they got renewed, and then they did a bunch of weird, batshit insane episodes.
And they did this episode, and then people thought again, and were like,
Maybe we should have let it been canceled.
Somebody's coming! What's coming? What's coming through space at us?
We're being scanned, Captain.
What is this?
Probe, incredibly swift. Oh,
wait
my.
For it. Something's coming, what is it? What is it? Jim, what's coming at us through space? I don't know. What is it? What is it?
It's some weird alien thing. It looks weird and rectangular.
What is that?
It appears to be a man wearing a cloak.
It's goddamn alien! <again! laughs> In space!
And the man just
peeks like, what the
everywhere.
Fuck?
Why is
Four score and seven years ago.
I came to
Captain Kirk, I believe. Do you believe? Do you really believe Abraham Lincoln?
Your voice telegraph device.
Do I gather that you know who I am? I'm Abraham Lincoln, motherfucker. Four score and seven. Fuck you, James Kirk.
Y'all better recognize 16th President of the United States up in this house, motherfuckers.
The great emancipator.
I'm in space!
The great emancipator here to emancipate some ass-kicking.
Okay.
Cheers.
Opening shots.
Opening shots. I think are...
Regrettable decisions.
Regrettable decisions. I think opening shots are definitely in order here. Cheers to Abraham Lincoln, the great emancipator.
Honestly.
Having said that, though, fuck the penny.
He freed the slaves and killed all the fucking vampires.
That's right.
True dat. Though for all we know, he's still killing vampires today.
Spilled booze down my boobs.
Again? This is not the first time you've done that?
Why do I have my boobs out?
What's that?
Why do you have my boobs down my boobs? Why are they there?
Now, the last time this happened, you spilled stuff down your chest. Then you put a paper towel down there, then forgot that you had done that. And then later we're like, why is there a paper towel down my chest? So let's just be cognizant of where the paper towel is at this
time. You don't understand this.
No. It's so cold.
Chris, stop mansplaining boobs.
Oh, come on.
Don't tell me about my lady devices.
Also, this is different than they're doing like the still frame while they do the opening credits in front of the series.
Yeah.
That was interesting.
Fascinating.
But it is fascinating.
It's Abraham Lincoln in space.
That Abraham Lincoln is sitting in a strange chair.
A space chair.
A space chair.
Is he in the chair that he's in the Lincoln Memorial?
It is the Lincoln Memorial.
Yeah, do they think that they had to put him like that so we'd recognize him?
I guess so. I think so, because people wouldn't recognize Abraham Lincoln unless he's sitting in that particular chair.
I mean, it was the 1960s, right? There were tons of photos around.
I like Uhura's expression in this photo. She's just like, what the fuck is going on? And it's...
Oh,
my goodness.
Oh, okay. This might be the... Okay.
What? What was that, Matt?
What?
We'll get to it later if we get to it.
That is promising. Oh my goodness.
Look at that space out
yeah,
there.
Oh, DeForest Kelly.
I'm all about DeForest Kelly.
I think Carl Urban, by the way, his DeForest Kelly impression
is
amazing and eerie. Like
it's almost creepy. Yes.
It is creepy. It's just, yeah. Like, sometimes you forget that it's not DeForest Kelly playing fucking McCoy in those new movies.
Excuse me.
And you can tell this is the enhanced HD edition because the planet actually looks like a planet.
Well, sort of. It looks high def.
I'll
put it that way.
Captain, we are going to beam up Lincoln.
No, they're going to go down there.
Presidential honors?
What?
Is that a thing?
Of course it is.
So they're all going to show up in those like skirt uniforms from the Next Generation? Full dress uniforms?
Why
is he wearing a kilt?
Because he's Scottish.
They don't call him Scotty for fun. He seems to be mildly racist.
By the way, he's the only one wearing a strange feather shoulder thing.
It's just tartan.
It's a tartan, yeah.
It's a tartan.
Yeah.
Whereas the guy to his right is wearing some sort of lanyard.
Yeah, no. Oh my, look at Kirk and... Oh. You gotta wonder, what did Kirk get his medal for?
Building
bravery?
Somebody.
Why does he have a flower on his chest?
I don't know why he has a flower on his chest, but
it's weird.
They're like the Girl Scout badges, see? No, you know how they build them off of each other. So he's got, like, Spock has, like, a tree shape because he doesn't have quite as much as Kirk does. And Kirk has, like, a fucked up star. Look at that. Look at that. And, that's like a Christmas tree topper.
McCoy has an iron cross for reasons we'll not go into.
Uh-oh. I'm sure, you know what the best thing is? I'm sure there's like a 5,000-word wiki entry about these dress uniforms out there somewhere.
I love how the randos are just like, we're just going to put white belts on.
You get white belts. Your security. It's...
Yay!
Again, the lanyard.
White belts and some bedazzling.
I bet it's a whistle. I bet it's a whistle.
Oh, it's probably a whistle.
If he doesn't whistle, I'm going to be so disappointed.
I'm sorry.
Abraham Lincoln beaming the board, sir. Drum roll. Drum roll.
President!
What's up, bitches? Abraham Lincoln in
That's
the house.
That's presidential honors. Everyone yells president as you walk by.
It is a whistle.
Yeah, it is.
It is a whistle.
4 score and 400 years ago.
Apparently.
This episode
Everyone's so excited for Abraham Lincoln.
Amanda, this was a fantastic episode. Recommendation.
They are.
They're not sure if he's human.
He could be a vampire.
True. Or a vampire hunter.
Much like Scott Bakula.
Oh my god, is Abraham Lincoln here to kill Scott Bakula?
He could be, like Scott Bakula. Yeah. Maybe that's how Admiral Archer meets his end, is Abraham Lincoln.
Oh my god, it makes so much sense now. Also, that's a lot of...
Like Captain Archer, or Admiral Archer is the last vampire on Earth. And Abraham Lincoln is here to end him.
It's quite the fight until Bakula leaps.
Please lower them. At my age, I'm afraid I'm not very dangerous.
I'm a million years old!
He says, and then an axe slides out of his sleeve.
Well, I guess, you know, Amanda, if I'm 30 and that makes me 1,000
years
old...
Oh my god, Chris, get over it.
I guess President Lincoln being, like, 300 years old would mean that he's 1,000,000 years old.
He's more than 300 years old than that.
At this point?
Yeah.
Well, this is, what, 2,100?
Yeah.
1865, 2160, that's like 300 years.
Okay.
Oh.
Why the fuck is Abraham Lincoln here?
Because we have to pick good versus evil, and that's where
and because,
fucking Vulcan Jesus comes in!
And because it's the third season, Matt, and they really ran out of good ideas after season two, which is why we get the episodes like Spock's Brain, and the episode where Abraham Lincoln flies up to the Enterprise.
They just had Abraham Lincoln fly through space. I feel like we should not be questioning anything.
Oh my goodness, Amanda, you have to tell us, what is our second shot condition for this episode?
Our second shot condition is...
Living Rock.
When they find out exactly why Abraham Lincoln's here, and it leads to a fight to the death.
Okay, so this takes place in the 22nd century,
space
right?
Space place.
The 22nd century. So this is like 300 years after Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
And he's still recognizable by everybody.
Well, he's fucking Abraham Lincoln.
Well, like this
They
is,
had him come in looking well, at the Lincoln Memorial.
This is post-United States, though.
But right, I'm sure they still have the Lincoln Memorial, and they are in the U.S. They would have studied U.S. history.
But let me ask you a question, man.
He's born in fucking Iowa.
The Julius Caesar were like... 2,000 years after that, I mean...
Yeah.
We still know who Julius Caesar is.
I don't know if I'd recognize him if he flew at me through space.
Right, but that's because we didn't have photography when Julius Caesar was
to be honest, I'd probably assume if a guy in a toga is flying at me through space, probably Julius Caesar! Mark Antony! Maybe!
It could also be Apollo in that one episode.
Oh, there is actually a fucking episode with a Greek fucking character.
Greek gods, yeah.
Oh, original series Star Trek, you never fail to disappoint.
So good.
Excuse me.
Wait, no, this is mildly racist.
Oh, fuck!
This is what I was thinking of.
Yes!
This is what I was thinking of.
Oh, no.
It's like, what a charming negress. And she's like, words don't bother us now.
Oh
yeah.
this is a clip I've seen before.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah. It really harkens back to that TNG episode with Guinan in the Old West and Mark Twain.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I do. Okay, so I do like the.
Race isn't a thing!
Yeah.
Unless I'm making fun of people for having blue blood.
Yeah. Or green blood, yeah.
Yeah, green blood, yeah.
Because McCoy is totally a space racist. Just completely making fun of Spock anytime.
We like humans. That's what we need, though, to get the human race to band together as something even more other than what we think of each other.
Isn't that the premise of The Watchmen?
Somehow Abraham Lincoln has knowledge he doesn't know.
My mind can't recall his name, but I'll know he'll be there.
Vulcan Jesus!
Vulcan Jesus. Yeah.
Also, how does this fucking agreement, like, there's an engineering room, period, like...
Good question. Does the IDEC come into the series at some point?
It does. I don't remember if it's the second or the third season, but...
Abraham Lincoln's all about her. It's
I mean, I know it was, like, a marketing ploy.
It's, like, the worst Tardin in the world.
Where somebody's
it's not
like,
even Tardin.
Where somebody's like, I've come up with a design, I think we could sell it. I'll pay you some money if you feature it on your show. And then, you know, sure enough, Spock's like... Oh, infinite diversity and infinite combinations is this triangle circle thing.
Why is the table shaped like this?
I like
that's not practical
at
all.
Died 3 centuries ago. See?
It's a quadrilateral of unequal size.
That's okay. Did you ever notice that the briefing table in Voyager is shaped like a dick?
No.
We didn't. I mean, we had a Voyager episode with the briefing room earlier, in which we noticed that the alien foreheads looked like vaginas.
We did not notice the dick table, though.
We did not notice the dick table.
You know what, though? The next time we watch a Voyager episode, we'll be on the lookout for the dick table. You know, if we remember anything
I'm
that we're
saying right
now. I'm a
little disappointed in us. We're fairly good at figuring out what is like genitalia.
Yes, we are. We excel at that. I like that Scotty's still on. I like that they're all still there dressed.
Everyone's in fancy dress.
Like, he couldn't be asked to change back into his normal uniform. It's like, fuck it, I'm going to wear this for the full day.
Spock's got his Christmas tree on. Kirk's got his weird fucking star.
Probably. Don't do it. You're good. They have
their collars.
They have arm bedazzles.
Yeah.
They have arm bedazzles.
Yeah. Speculation is unnecessary, Kit. The answer is clear. Abraham Lincoln is fucking here, you motherfucker.
Titillate your curiosity. Spot just sent it.
Captain Kirk is being titillated in this episode.
He's always titillated.
We're always titillated.
Usually more literally.
Why is Abraham Lincoln special to Kirk?
Because he's from fucking Iowa. Republican database.
Fair. Fair.
Him and Ronald Reagan totally doing it for him.
If they had Reagan, well, it would be anachronistic because Reagan wasn't elected until another 2 decades after this series.
But if Kirk was a Reagan fan, that would make me really sad about that.
Really sad.
Kirk, yeah. Because Reagan was the worst.
No, he wasn't.
No,
he wasn't.
George W. Bush was the worst.
But Reagan
I have to say, mildly fond of Reagan just because... He's like the Midwest grandfather everyone had.
Not
because I'm like fond of him presidentially, but like as a human being. I'm like, yeah, I'm related to like 7 people like Ronald Reagan.
By the way, if there's any Republicans listening to this podcast, why are you still listening at this point? Seriously.
After the last, okay, this is episode 20. After the last 19 episodes of us just being us, why are you listening? Mr. Spock, state address, tricorders. And phasers. We'll guide...
Stop it! You're not speaking with him. He's way in front of you. Stop reading it!
I waited till after he said it to start that. Anywho, they're like, let's get out of these fucking dress uniforms.
Yeah, apparently.
And let's beam the fuck down. Look, he's so weird to top hat.
Abraham Lincoln's totally selling it. Do you think the guy is like, oh, I'm going to be about to play Abraham Lincoln. Then you're like Daniel Day-Lewis. Abraham Lincoln. Like,
oh my goodness.
Abraham Lincoln. They're like, on Star Trek.
I can only imagine Daniel Day-Lewis on Star Trek. That would be amazing.
I want this, except Daniel Day-Lewis.
Daniel Day-Lewis would invent transport technology just to experience it to get in character.
What? Oh, their phasers. Didn't transport with them?
Nope.
That's weird. Why did that happen? And the tricorder didn't go either.
Uh-oh.
They're like, well, fuck.
It's like we teleported down naked.
It's like we teleported down to a soundstage in East L.A.
Yeah.
How are we supposed to kill alien races before eventually becoming to some sort of mutual understanding?
Do you think these rocks will...
Who wrote this episode?
Do you think these rocks will weather over the years, or do you think they'll be exactly the same?
We decided it was a replica. Mm.
What? They keep their communicators in their pants?
Apparently.
In their dicks!
It's the only thing they keep in their pants when it comes to Jim Kirk.
It's going to be a battle royale.
Wait, Scotty. What nationality are you? Scottish? I've forgotten. Because you're not dressed. Because
you're not wearing a kilt.
You're wearing a kilt and a tartan on your shoulder. Kirk, I'm just going to let you know, we're going to fight to the death with the Vulcan Jesus. 67 years ago, I am Abraham Lincoln, and I'm going to fight some shit.
Oh, that's a great...
Vulcan Jesus!
Wow, that's a terrible
Vulcan
print.
Vulcan Jesus!
Holy shit.
Vulcan Jesus just looks like he dropped like 6 tabs of acid and is ready to fuck. Hey, Sulu's at the call.
Sulu's in command, apparently.
It's because Sulu's fucking badass.
It is Sulu.
Captain Sulu of the USS Excelsior.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. Savior of Star Trek VI, The Undiscovered Country.
It's true. George Takei. Oh, my.
You do that so perfectly.
Well, it's
Wait, why does Scotty get the...
Because he's engineer.
Yeah, Scotty ranks him.
Yeah, ranks him.
Oh, Scotty. Though I think Bones probably outranks Scotty. But
oh, for sure. Well, actually, just I was looking at their wrists, and they have the exact same command. They have the exact same rank beads on their wrists, so I guess they're the same rank. They're probably both lieutenant commanders.
Probably.
Because Spock is a commander. Let's see if we can see Spock's wrist.
God! Be polite!
We got the, thing.
Image of Sirach!
Sirach has got some vibrant eyes.
He does!
They're very piercing.
Like, those blue eyes, they pop.
They do.
I displayed emotion.
And
I beg forgiveness.
I got you, bro.
Look it upon me is bound to inspire emotion. You're forgiven.
Everyone knows that when you see Vulcan Jesus, you're like, what?
Yeah. It's like the human equivalent of popping a boner. When I beheld you, I got hard and I beg forgiveness.
So who we got here? Who we got?
Rocks?
Rock monster. That's actually a cool puppet. I gotta say, that's a neat... I am a fan of this puppet.
I'm a rock pinball!
I'm a fan of this puppet.
Rock monster! Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Rock monster! Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
I was at a party.
It's a rock monster!
Everybody weared matching...
Don't force it.
I'm going to stop. Thank you for reining me in, Amanda. I know not my...
I will say this alien design is about on par with the one that killed Tasha Yar.
I would say it's as good as that. I would also say it is a light year ahead of the vagina face aliens.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, I mean, this one actually looks like an alien, not just like a human being with a vagina on their forehead.
Yeah.
Still, though, I still believe that the person who designed it had no idea that they liked vaginas.
Your episode, Blink of an Eye, is the first one we watched, and they all seem to have labias on their forehead.
True story. Behold.
Click, 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 click.
Who we got here? Who we got here? Okay.
Evil people!
Evil people, we got some guy in a red jumpsuit.
Oh, no.
They'll tell you who it is.
Oh, that's Genghis Khan?
Yes.
No,
oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, yes.
would not fly under today's
Genghis Khan
standards. Colonel Green, who led a genocidal war.
Surely that should be Khan Ninian Sung.
It should be.
They probably wanted him, but he didn't do it.
Yeah. Zora.
Experienced with body chemistry.
And Kallus. Oh, I know Kallus is in this episode.
Who's sadly in blackface, very obviously.
All the fucking... We've learned this in the past.
All the
Everyone
from
Michael Dorn is in blackface.
Yeah.
Especially all the Alexanders.
That's very unfortunate.
All 17 Alexanders.
And I don't know if we talked about it on microphone, but the woman who played Worf's girlfriend... She was also
in blackface?
Also in blackface.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
That's why I said everyone except for Michael Dorn, blackface.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
It really is. It really, really, really
is.
Did you guys
sit in there like, we want this guy to be really dark. Maybe we should cast an African-American. No, I know we can handle it. We got it, bro. We got this.
We got a Jake Lloyd-looking motherfucker. We can just paint him brown, and it'll be okay.
Oh, sad face.
I have, like, an entire spectrum of body paint.
Oh, man.
I like this guy's little claws. Eat. Eat your existence.
Kiff, kiff,
it's cute.
Kiff, 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 kiff.
Pew, 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 pew.
Pew, 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 pew. Pew.
Wait, are they watching this on the
brand? They are. They're watching
it. It's like, no, fuck it. We got pay-per-view for this shit. We're going to watch this. They'll come aboard a massive dying flesh. Wow, that is some fucking Lovecraft.
Stop reading it.
That is some Lovecraftian shit. I waited till after they said it.
You don't know. We can't hear what they're saying.
I can hear what they're saying on my microphones.
Oh, I can't hear what they're saying. I just know as well.
My earphones. Shut up.
You said microphones.
They say microphones.
I said microphones, but I meant earphones. I'm drunk. Leave me alone.
They also called headphones.
What did I say?
Earphones.
Earphones. They go over my ears, Amanda. They're had earphones.
That's not what they're called.
Shut up. This is like some Matrix bullshit.
They're gonna fight to the death. If I had to go into fight to the death and I had Abraham Lincoln on my team and Vulcan Jesus, I'd be really disappointed.
Abraham Lincoln, that's not a bad choice. Skinny guys fight to the burger. It's alright. I do like that they somehow have a camera down here that they're watching everything on. Yeah. Like, oh, okay, I guess that thing's going back in the rock. I'll just keep watching on the bridge. Let's put some bets down. I bet a hundred Latinum pieces on Kirk. So he's like, no, I'll take you up
on
that.
Fuck, Captain.
Oh. So what did you say our second shot was tonight?
Once they realized they had to fight to the death.
Is that this now?
Yeah, I was trying to say something, but Matt had ran away. So
I'm here.
I said we had to wait till I come back.
Clinky, clinky.
This is highly clinky, irresponsible.
Clinky.
Clinky, clinky, let's do our drinking.
Clinky. Clank. Clank, clank, clank. Bro, just tell me shit.
I spilled that shot all over myself. Do you still have paper towels in your
boobs? I was going to say, want some boo paper towels?
I was going to ask.
He's wiping that boo paper towel all over his face.
You know what, Chris?
There's nothing wrong with boobs.
I don't like discriminate against parts of the female anatomy. So you know what? It's skin. I don't really care.
And to be completely honest, it's between my boobs, not on my boobs.
I don't see how that's different.
I don't either, but
it's not from under your boobs, right?
Yeah, not sweaty. Not sweaty, Chris.
Oh.
So this guy is wearing a thing.
He's evil.
Jumpsuit.
You know he's evil.
He is Earth jumpsuit evil genocide dude.
Look at those eyebrows. You know he's evil just because of the eyebrows.
He's Captain Green?
Yeah, Colonel Green. Is Colonel Green in the
Colonel Green.
In the conservatory with the rope?
They were centuries. So long ago. I mean, I've been dead and probably haven't changed or learned from my experiences, but so long ago. Trust me, bro. We're good. Genghis Khan. I'm Genghis Khan. I'm going to kill you with a fucking rock. Because racist.
I don't even understand what's happening in this fight scene.
The bad guys are attacking the good guys for reasons.
Zora is
fighting Spock.
You got it, Zora.
Colonel Green is fighting Kirk. The rock monster is masturbating. And it's just chaos incarnate.
Dancing, actually.
Abraham Lincoln is fighting Genghis Khan.
Abraham Lincoln is kicking Genghis Khan's ass.
Subox is standing there being like, I'm super comfortable. My outfit is super comfortable.
Did Trock fight anybody in his hippie outfit?
Yeah, he was fighting with, what's his face? The Klingon guy.
Kallus.
Yeah.
Kallus also is in The Next Generation in a few episodes, isn't he? They resurrect them.
Yeah.
Yeah. He looks nothing like he looks in this episode.
Nope.
Because even though they use blackface in Next Generation, they didn't use as much blackface as they did in the original series.
I feel like every time that they had somebody who wasn't Michael Dorn, they used blackface, and they were on for like tons of years.
I mean, granted, that's been our experience so far, but maybe we'll find the episodes where it's like, oh no, Goron was portrayed by an African-American actor.
Your optimism just astounds me.
You find my body distressing, Captain? Just a very quick little punch from his little baby arms.
I have a big head.
You guys, I'm too drunk to understand what's going on right now.
They're just fighting to the death. It's good.
Fighting to the death. It's good. It happened.
They're fucking up. The guy's fucking up the Enterprise, so they have something to fight for, and they're willing to fight.
So it's exactly like Cat's Paw?
Basically, like Cat's Paw, yeah.
But with Abraham Lincoln.
So it's better than Cat's
better,
Paw.
Better than that. Yeah.
Though there is 100% less cats in this episode, so isn't it technically worse?
No.
We also don't have a character that we could
<We're
dead. laughs> substitute we're Jim Carrey, not Jim Carrey.
We're dead. Jim Carrey?
Substitute the one dude.
But wait,
Tim
Matt.
Curry.
Tim
Curry for.
But wait.
Which makes it worse.
Where does Jim Carrey come into this?
Not Jim Carrey, Tim Curry. And Matt is dead. So they have 4 hours to save the Enterprise, otherwise everyone dies.
Yep.
Scotty!
Now fight!
Somehow I think they'll be able to solve it in the next 40 minutes.
20 minutes, I would say, at this point, as we are 30 minutes into our 50-minute episode.
God!
Oh.
Why?
I've disabled your communicator, Captain, because as a weird, misshapen rock monster, I have that power.
Matt's just laughing.
Lincoln talking about history repeating itself. If this episode doesn't end with Lincoln taking a phaser to the back of the head, I'll be very disappointed.
Oh my god. Jeez. God damn, man.
Oh, Collis, you're incredibly offensive to look at. I still think they should have.
Whatever, Space Hitler. Shut up.
So basically, this becomes like the League of Supervillains versus the Justice League.
Yes.
Yeah, and they totally needed a Space Hitler. Like, they should have put fucking Hitler in.
Well, that's what Green is, Space Hitler.
I mean, fuck, Hitler was basically in the previous. Like, they've had episodes of Nazis before. Like,
yeah, but I mean,
but so, never with so, Hitler. Like,
yeah. Part of me thinks, I mean, Genghis Khan is a cop-out,
yeah.
But part of me is like, okay, they want to make sure that we know that in the future mankind can't even get worse than Hitler. And that is Drain.
Yeah, but look, well, surely it should be Khan Noonien Sung.
Probably.
But they couldn't get Ricardo Montalban.
He is busy doing Fantasy Island at this point. Yeah. Or doing commercials for Wrench Corinthian Leather.
I'm glad they got him back, though, for Star Trek 2, because he's amazing in that movie. Yes.
He's just telling me he's like, unless he's a strat. Awesome. A drunkard and a failure as a president. I appreciate that, bro.
Ancient Vulcans made something like a boomerang?
Yeah, I think they did.
Thank you for adjusting my microphone.
You okay there, Matt?
You got this, bro.
No, I'm not.
You heard it here first, people. Oh, so, okay, so they're preparing for some battle, you know, like people do when they're about to engage in a fight to the death.
I like how he just had to adjust his belt.
Yeah, his hippie robe belt.
I'm so sorry to that actor that he had to wear that fabric.
It's
so terrible.
I mean, it's not Jake Sistro levels of terrible.
No, it's not. I mean, part of me thinks that they went forward in time and got that outfit from a Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat production.
It's red and green and ochre and yellow and brown.
It's shit colors to me, so...
Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat is lost on you. I'm so sorry.
Joseph and the Amazing Shit-Colored Dreamcoat is lost on me, yes.
Joseph and apparently he's wearing something?
Joseph, yeah. Joseph and his average coat.
Yeah. Apparently, like, Andrew Lloyd Webber wrote that as a musical for his kids, like, elementary school.
Really?
And you can tell...
Go, Joseph, you know.
Anyway. Yeah. Oh, man. Andrew Lloyd Joseph Webber musicals suck. The Phantom's pretty good, but the rest of them suck.
I like Phantom of the Opera. I like Jesus Christ Superstar.
It's pretty good.
That one's pretty... Okay, I'll give you that one. You like cats?
I like cats.
I didn't like cats.
I like all of Andrew Lloyd Webber, basically. Sunshine Boulevard's pretty good.
Well, I'm glad I'm between you two, because this might devolve into a Andrew Lloyd Webber fight to the death.
We should really be talking about the episode, but go on.
Well, there's not really much happening. They're like sitting
here. They're just planning and being boring. Just fight to the death already!
This is really like an episode of Dragon Ball Z.
Yes.
Where it's like 5 minutes of discussion between the actual fight scenes. But go on, Chris.
But no, this...
He's totally gonna fail. Oh, look, it just got really bad quality. Oh, better now.
Oh, look, the bad guys are making weapons out of sticks. The good guys are just sitting around talking.
Spears?
Hey, Manda.
What?
I have a hunch.
What?
A secret suspicion.
What?
That the good guys are gonna win, despite the fact that they're ill-prepared and have no weapons.
Hey, I'm Space Jesus. I don't know. Maybe we should just not kill each other.
Oh my god, it'd be great if they crucified this guy.
Oh my goodness.
Wow, we just got dark. The back of that outfit's really weird.
To understand my true power, you must crucify me.
Wait 3 days. Wait three days. Shit gets real.
We've gone to an interesting place on this episode.
That's okay. I just want to make sure if we're going to alienate our listeners, that we really alienate all of them.
Let's just alienate everyone, because who needs friends anyway?
That's right. Who needs friends when we have each other? I like that my co-host had no response to that. But the one like sort of outside observer of this shenanigans had some sort of reaction to it. So,
well, I mean, like I said, alienate everyone. So I was including everyone besides me.
You're gonna have to try really hard to alienate me, Amanda. We've been doing this for 20 episodes now. You're stuck with me.
Yeah, we're kind of a thing now.
Whatever.
I'm sorry.
Matt's just like in full on cuddle mode.
He is. He is in full on cuddle mode.
The drug conversions of all of you are adorable.
Also, it pains me every time I look at Collis. I just want to weep.
I know.
It's so terrible.
The actor is so white.
Yeah.
Oh, you looked up the actor and it's
so
white.
White.
I just don't even like looking at him. I just want him off my screen.
Oh, it's so
also,
bad.
It looks like they had, like, 10 actors.
Well, of course.
And
yeah.
That was it.
Wait, where did Kirk get a spear from? We never saw him making a weapon.
Don't call it explain.
He just made one, apparently. You know,
yeah,
Spock
his boyfriend did it.
One.
Spock gave him a love gift.
And Spock is sitting here making weapons from, like, fucking...
I'm Abraham Lincoln. Doll
Rock.
Spear.
Okay, so Spock is a commander.
Forestorn several spears ago. All
right.
We're so drunk.
Fourth grade, 7 years ago.
What is Kirk trying to do right now?
I don't even. Abraham Lincoln looks drunk like us.
Sirach. Space Jesus! They drunk Space Jesus!
Help me, Spock. They're nailing me to a cross.
Mel Gibson, when did you get here?
Oh my god!
Oh no! And this episode has truly gotten off the rails.
Sirach talking in the Aramaic.
Mel Gibson himself nailing Sirach to that cross.
Oh.
Because in that terrible film, that was actually Mel Gibson who nailed that person to that.
I don't even know what you're saying at this moment, Christopher.
Matt, we've lost Matt, man. It's just you and me now. In our battle royale against us against this episode, we've lost Matt. It's just you and me. We've got to make it through. He is just shaking his head. He is... We've lost him.
You had to bring Mel Gibson into it, Chris.
Wait, me? You're blaming me for that?
Yes.
You're the one who invited me into your home.
I guess that's true. I did invite you into my home. So anything you say is technically my responsibility.
Oh. We do whatever they want, but not in the way they want it.
Oh, my. So how are they going to win without using violence?
With their penises.
No.
Don't say that that's not using violence, because...
Unless it's just them tricking them into, like,
a
dead end, and then they just, like, start peeing on them or something.
I'm just saying, it's open to interpretation.
Unless it's more of a like a full Monty situation where they're led into temptation with their penises.
Well, we still have 9 minutes. We still have 9 minutes left for Abraham Lincoln to figure out what the fuck he's gonna do to do this. And Sirach is still being like, "Help me, Spock." Everyone's
it's
still...
not Sirach though. Spock's like a Vulcan would not try out. So,
and it's still everyone's still like, "Fuck it, let's ignore Vulcan Jesus." Because his fashion sense is terrible.
Lincoln is suggesting they match their evil.
I was reputed to be a gentleman, but the four bloodiest years of my country's history.
By the way, Matt, when we go back and listen to this, the slurring of your of this recitation is legendary.
I feel like they have Abraham Lincoln almost in blackface.
There is no honorable way to kill.
Like, they cast in more of a person of color as Abraham Lincoln than they did as Collis.
Collis, I can't even look at him, Amanda. It is the worst.
It's so bad.
And Genghis Khan. Like, just...
I know. Like, no, maybe. He's Asian.
Authentically Asian.
I mean, his features. God damn it. They may have darkened him.
They have definitely painted his face.
I mean, yeah, he's a tiny bit painted, but at least he's not like a white person. At least he's not Mickey Rooney.
Oh, God, Mickey Rooney in, was that the 7-year itch?
Yeah, something like that.
It's just terrible. Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Breakfast at Tiffany's, yeah. Hey, Abe, what you doing? You're too large to think. Roll a stealth roll!
Abraham Lincoln rolls a 20 on his stealth.
Genghis Khan rolls a 5 on his attack roll.
Okay, hold on for a second. This is Star Trek. They're throwing spears and rocks at one another.
This is the 3rd season of the original series, Matt.
There's like no budget.
Yeah.
There's no budget.
They're throwing sticks and rocks at one another. They weren't allowed to bring weapons with them. They had to forge weapons and make them themselves.
But I will say that the 3rd season of Star Trek really went off the rails.
Oh, totally.
I mean,
that's why they canceled it.
When we watch Spock's brain, we will realize that none of this shit made any sense.
Abraham's shimmy.
Shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. Abraham Lincoln.
My shoes are fancy. This is my butt.
Who is that? He's like sneaking up to.
That's Sirach.
Sirach.
Oh, a shirtless Sirach?
The great emancipator.
His weird shirt
is
on.
Is the great sneakinator. He sneaks through the woods and gets shot by the bad guys. Matt dropped a bowl of pretzels, but only managed to spill 2 pretzels. That's accomplishment, Matt.
Sirach is dead!
You should feel proud about that.
Jesus is dead! You got it, Abe! You got it!
Wait, is Abe gonna die? Because I think... Can he cry like Lincoln? Oh, no. Abraham Lincoln is going to die. I was just hoping it'd be a phaser blast to the back of the head again, but, you know.
Mr. Lincoln.
James! James the Vampires!
James, I need you to find an Admiral Archer. He is a vampire.
Blah.
Blah.
I'm rock! Motherfucker, that's a rock!
I like to just keep throwing these rocks and these very crudely sharpened spears.
Hey, rocks!
Wait. Which one of these historical figures is gonna die?
All of them. Hashtag walls.
Is Kirk gonna kill Kalos?
Kirk is gonna kill a bunch of people, I think.
If Kirk kills Kalos, I feel like that gives a whole new color to episode 6, or movie 6.
Yeah. Mm, yeah. Oh, yeah, fuck, when he's at the Kittimer conference?
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's already dead, he just came back for this, like, spectacle.
Oh. I think he did just
I think
kill.
He just killed Kalos, and now he's gonna kill Genghis Khan.
Work it?
Did you say it work? You better work. Shashay, you stay. Shantae, walk away.
Dude, you're so drunk.
Shut up.
And what's that? What's that show that RuPaul hosts?
Drag Race.
Drag Race.
Mm-hmm.
His hair's messed up.
I'm Kirk. I've killed all.
You know it's getting real.
Yeah, when his hair's messed
up. His hair's messed up, you know it's fucked.
You killed my hero, Abraham Lincoln!
You are survivors. The others
running off was an option?
Wait,
which also makes them survivors, by the way.
Oh, this rock monster. Can they just kill this rock monster?
True.
His little claws are adorable! He just flips it back and forth, those 2 little claws! You ever heard me stuff that I like? Crew members.
interesting to say maybe methods that people use will be the same, but it's a different person that does something for themselves as well as it does things for other people.
But this is, by the way, this is totally a TOS ending, just like...
It's a terrible episode.
Well, it's a terrible
episode.
It's
amazing.
But, like, this is,
amazingly wondrous.
But I feel like this is, like, a lot of the original series episodes where it's, like, they're confronting the godlike force and being, like, how many people have you done this before, What's your purpose? Why did you bring us here? Like, they ask that question a lot in the original series. Yes. Which they don't ask a lot in the later series.
Well, because they've already explored all the places in the later series.
Yeah, and it's always meant to be like an
now.
Allegory between you go out into space and explore things. We just stay here and wait for people to come to us.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah.
God fucking damn it, I'm drunk.
You and me both. I think all of us are drunk at this point.
Thank you, Mr. Chekhov. Go back to sitting at the con with your monkey's hair.
hey, with the monkeys. We are just monkeying around.
With nuclear vessels.
Nuclear vessels. I can't wait till we do the movies.
The movie.
Later this year.
Movies.
It's okay, Matt. The good news is you live like a block from here now, so...
Space.
I feel like I actually met Lincoln. Answer Rock.
Stop reading it. Say something clever.
It was after they
said... Say something clever!
Surok, who established the...
Be clever!
I was going to say
clever.
That.
Logic and, like, yeah.
No, man, you say something clever. Go.
I'm fucking whatever. I was just saying, if you're gonna say something clever.
Well, that's hard.
That's why I was not saying something, because I didn't have anything clever to say.
The advice.
Or at least drunk clever. Like, drunk clever is a thing.
Yep.
Our next assignment. Wait, these are assignments?
Well, presumably, yeah. Like, they're told, go investigate this, go investigate that.
They're on the way
to
an assignment.
And that's episode to episode.
I
it's a five-year mission.
I thought they were on a five-year mission. I thought the five-year mission was their assignment. They just
well, I'm sure they had to get more directions. They just wander on space for 5 years.
Yeah.
Fred Frederickson.
All right. Well, that brings us
with Lee Bergefingerberger.
Jesus Christ, guys. That brings us to the end of another episode of Drunk Trek. In which we were all drunk. So anyway, I will ask what we always ask at the end of these episodes. Amanda, what did you learn from this episode?
I learned that people who write TV shows in the 60s will do anything to explain away racism. Matthew?
So true. Matt, what did you learn?
I was so drunk, I barely paid attention to this episode. But I learned that in the third season of Star Trek, no one gave a fuck. Chris, what did you learn?
I learned that,
not a single fuck.
No fuck.
I...
Zero fucks.
I learned that, that if Abraham Lincoln appears on your view screen, you automatically assume it's him and dress
no,
him.
They did not pay more attention. They did not assume it was him.
They
learned better.
They thought they weren't sure it was him or not, and they dressed as if it was.
They said, let's pretend, let's humor him, but we're going to be like, this probably isn't him.
Okay. Well, anyway, I learned that. Okay, fine. You know what I learned, Amanda?
What did you learn? Christopher?
I learned that everybody has the same dress uniform unless you're Scottish, okay? That's what I learned.
But they did it! They had the weird white belts.
Those are security officers.
That was, yes.
But if you're Scottish, you apparently get to wear a kilt and sash.
And a big medallion.
And a big medallion.
I wonder what Sulu's uniform looks like. I bet it's horribly racist.
It probably is.
He's probably in a kimono, and that's not women wear.
All right, so, anywho, I think that wraps it up for another episode of Drunk Trek. You can follow us on Twitter at Drunk Trek Cast and on the interwebs at Drunk Trek.